Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock futures, how they ended last week, and how did things go? How did things finish up on Friday?
Well, Dave, we saw the trading mix for the cattle complex on Friday, but by the close, it was lower for most of the live cattle contracts, but higher for the feeder cattle. We also saw last week cash cattle trading the feed yards was $2 lower at mostly 148 in the Southern Plains. We saw choice box beef down 65 cents Friday, selects down $1.43 on a total movement of 106 loads. Now we've seen 13 sessions that choice box beef has dropped a total of $19.92, while the selects in the same time period have dropped $19.25. The cattle kill back on Friday, 102,000 head, the weekly kill 538,000, and the cash feeder index was up 91 cents. On the close Friday, August live cattle 15 cents higher, August feeders up 72, and August lean hogs were 32 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk about our grain futures and how they wrapped up on Thursday, or Friday, I should say. And how did those grains turn out at the end of the week?
Well, Dave, Friday, the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans made new lows for the week, and they all closed negative. A profit-taking, long liquidation by the funds, and improved weather for the Corn Belt all pulled the prices lower. For the week, December corn lost 14 cents, November soybeans lost 15 cents, and September Kansas City wheat lost 26 cents for the week. The lower grain trade from Friday continued into the overnight trading session. At the moment, we are looking at September KC wheat down 9¾ cents, December corn's down a nickel, November soybeans down 13 cents, December cotton's 15 points lower. We're looking at the August crude oil down 6 cents. The September dollar index is 7 cents higher, and September Dow Jones futures up 29 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We're going to visit with you again tomorrow and look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.